Okay. Hello and welcome to the Webcam Girls panel. My name is Scott Jones. I'm the director of the Electronic Frontiers Forums track at DragonCon. And I'd like for the Webcam Girls to take their turns and introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about your site, and I'll try to bring up the sites online while you're talking.
You're wearing yellow.
I know, I decided to go yellow today.
Because I said so.
I am Mistress, Mistress with the Wise, and I have had a webcam live on the internet for, I don't know, 5-6 years. It's a labor of love, completely free cam. You do have to reply to an autoresponder because I have to keep my bandwidth charges under control because I pay for it. But other than that, it's just a free webcam. I share what I want to share when I want to share it, and you get what you pay for sometimes. But I do like to have a lot of fun, and it's a way for me to, I do my own HTML for the most part, with the exception of a few of the JavaScripts that I borrowed. But other than that, it's just a way for me to express myself on the internet, and if you want to watch, that's awesome. And if you don't want to watch, that's okay too.
Hi, I'm Kimiko, formerly, well, sort of Kimmy these days. I've had a webcam site for about 8.5-9 years. It started as an adult site that I wrote short little fantasies to for pictures that I put up, and then when I found out that I couldn't really be using those pictures, I took all that down and put a cam up thinking maybe I'd save myself a couple of months and get some money and start buying those pictures so that I could get them back. But then I became more popular, so I left it up. And I ran that for a while, and then the lovely Tatsumi moved in, and she was the headless girl for a while. And we formed our own site, so we went from Kimiko Dreams to Girl 2. And we ran that for a while, had a whole bunch of cams going on in the house, things like that. And then Tatsumi decided to take a long, long vacation. Sorry, she got a real job. And I went back to Kimiko Dreams. We still have Girl 2 up, and we're still thinking about, you know, doing something with it in the future, unsure what, but I've moved back to Kimiko Dreams, and it's mostly a blog. It's got my webcam, which is now free. We used to be a pay site, now I'm completely free, and I'm taking pictures, as you guys can see. You too can be featured on my site, and there you go.
My name is Soma G. Darling. I am my website's somagdarling.com. I've had my webcam up for about 5 years. I don't do anything like these ladies next to me. Mine's more of an art cam and a life cam, if you will. You could sit and watch me stare at my monitor saying what kind of stupid inane crap I'm looking on the internet. Or I am usually trying to do something by using the webcam as another artistic medium since I am an artist.
Next question.
I'm enmeshed in the technical difficulties here.
Do you have flash on there?
Should, yeah. No, is it, do I take off the www?
No.
No. Oh well. Well, I'll work on this. Okay, so if you could tell us a little bit about how you got started in this, the early days, what challenges did you face?
Well, actually, it's interesting. I got started doing webcams because a very dear friend of mine who has since departed this world, but at the time, Don Marie of donmarie.org was a really dear friend of mine. I met her at my very first convention, which was Mach 9. So basically my webcam started because I was going to conventions and she had this webcam. And so she said, well, you should do this too. So she was really instrumental in getting me started. But it mostly was just a way for me to be creative. By day, I do accounting, and it's really boring, and there's no creativity, there's no creative outlet at all. And I've never been much of a writer, and I've never been much of a painter or anything, but I do like to create. So I found that digital and websites was a great way for me to be creative. And that's kind of how I got started and where my site came from. It really wasn't supposed to be like an opus to me or anything like that, because I'm really not that full of myself. It was just a fun way to share, and that's kind of how I got started.
I guess I'm full of myself because I always wanted to be famous. So when we had the webcam and I found out that people actually really liked watching it, despite the fact that, you know, it was me staring at my monitor most of the time, I was pretty thrilled. I had a couple of articles written about me, which I was thrilled for, Spanish, German, things I can't read. And I told you how I got started. Difficulties. I never really had any difficulties that I can think of, so I pass.
I started my webcam because I was talking with Dave Navarro online, and he sent me to a website called Anna Voog. So I looked at Anna's site because he said that she did some pretty cool mixes of music, and she is an art cam. I got interested, and after a while, I splurged on the $100 and got a good webcam. And I started doing it myself. And because I wanted to take pictures, but I didn't have enough money to get a real camera, we'll use the quotes on that one, I just took pictures of me since I'm the only one around all the time. And that's pretty much how that got started. The only difficulties that I've had is pretty much limitations of my physical shortness, because I can't really reach hard to reach places to put the camera to get good shots.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm awesome, I know.
You are. Dude, Dave Navarro's cool.
Okay. Something I asked about on the Live Journal panel, too. I guess, what has it done for your social life? Has it made things better, made things worse? Do you go to more parties, or do you spend more time at home, or do you do both, maybe?
It's kind of made it weird, because sometimes it's very strange, but once in a while, I will have somebody come up to me and go, hey, you're that, I saw your webcam. It's really weird. There was a friend of mine moved from Charlotte, which is where I am, to Atlanta, and she called me and she said, everybody down here knows you. She said, I've been going to these parties and everybody down there watches your cam. And I was like, okay. I thought that was kind of weird. But it really hasn't affected my social life, I guess, in that way. It's just kind of cool, but it has, whenever I throw a party at the house, it's great. Drunks love webcams. It's awesome. Some of the best cams have come from parties that I've thrown at my house, and lots of people want to come over and say, oh, can I be in your cam? So it's kind of weird, but fun too.
Unlike LiveJournal, because I don't do it as much as I would like to, having a cam has really done wonderful things for my social life. Not real life social life, really, but having my own chat room, I got to meet a lot of really cool people. We sort of became a family for a while until it sort of kind of died off. Tatsumi got a real job and then they stopped coming, and I sort of had a whole bunch of stuff to do. But I've really loved talking to all of people. I think I got 3 or 4 different girls started in webcams because they came to my chat room and thought it was cool and felt like, you know, they could do it too. So I was really happy about that. I've made a lot of friends who have been very concerned for me, you know, over the years. They read my journal and, you know, want to know if I'm doing okay. How are my meds? How are you doing on your meds? So it really did wonderful things for my social life as far as, you know, online and getting to meet some really awesome people.
I'm not a social creature. In fact, I'm about to piss my pants right now because you're all staring at me. But there's a difference between sitting in front of your computer and knowing there's 50 people watching you than sitting here and seeing all of you staring back at me. So I'm not very social. I like to stick to myself. But I have met some pretty interesting people out there that like to send me pictures of themselves. I don't mind that in the least.
Can I send you my pictures then? Cause
if you're naked.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, I've met some really interesting people because of that, and in turn, because of being on these panels, lots of people have gone more to my cam and started talking to me through that. So I guess online socially, I'm more social, but in person, if you say my name and I don't know you, I'll probably run.
Okay. Let's see. I wondered if anybody in your family knows about your cam. Do they come to your campsite? Do they avoid it intentionally, or do they just not know? Maybe your parents, brothers, sisters?
My family knows about it, and my dad likes to watch it and ask who the hell's over on my camera because he really likes girls. And my younger brother, if you like comment in my live journal to pictures, because I post pictures to my live journal that I take of myself with the camera sometimes. And if you're a male and you're commenting on my luscious ass, he'll threaten your life. But what was the other half of the question? I was getting a little involved.
Do they go to your site?
Oh, yeah, they go to my site all the freaking time, and they're pretty cool with it. My dad's actually pretty proud of it. But I have had problems because I sleep on camera, and I sleep naked. But usually the blankets stay on, but sometimes they don't, so my dad will call me until I answer the phone, and he's like, "Your nipples are on the screen!" And I'm like, "I'm sorry, I'm sleeping, I didn't notice." And he's like, "You know what's worse?" And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "I called four other people to tell you to look." And I'm like, "Why did you do that if you're ashamed?" So that's the kind of family relationship I have with my camera.
Good.
Me?
Okay.
Well, basically, no. Thank God. I'm blessed in one way in the fact that my family is pretty much computer illiterate, and they live in a very rural area of the country, which so none of them, with the exception of my brother, has a computer, which is wonderful. However, my brother did visit my site one time, and he called me and he said, "Amy?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I visited your site." And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "There are some things about my sister I really don't need to see, so I think it's cool, but I won't be back." So I said, "That's fine." But other than that, my family really doesn't know about it, and I'm pretty happy about that. If they were to find out about it, I don't really think that it would be that big a deal, or that that I would make that big a deal about it. But no.
I'm pretty close with my family, and they know all about all aspects of my life, from the webcam to the fact that I live with Tatsumi and my owner, and that I have an owner, and you know, all the piercings and everything. So I know my mom comes to the site, and I know that she'll check up on me. I never really know when she's there, but she's called and said, "You know, I was worried about you. Yeah, I hadn't talked to you, so I went and I, you know, checked your cam out." I know my dad doesn't go, but I think like if my mom's looking at the cam, he'll like look over her shoulder. I don't think that they really watch it as much as just sort of, you know, peek in and make sure everything's going okay. It's been quite a while since we had any nudity on the cam or any, you know, random acts we won't talk about. So there's not much for them to really, you know, be worried about catching. But, you know, it's not beyond happening. So, you know, it's up to her if she wants to take the risk of checking it out. But she's very cool. You know, she reads my blog, I'm sure. And I don't know about the rest of the family. I do think that they're aware that I have a site, but I don't think most of them have gone. I think some of my cousins have gone to it. So, yes, I'm very open.
Turn this back on again. Okay. Well, I have to devote some time to this question here. If you could just take a few minutes to talk about the equipment that you use. Most Okay, I guess I should have. I meant with respect to the webcam. And sunburn, I'm sure. And okay, anyway. I can, you know, you can go to the stores and you can find these cameras for $30 or less. What does it really take? Do you have the $30 setup, or do you have a $1,000 camera, or, you know, what exactly do you use? What about software too? If you could just talk about that for a few minutes.
I use two webcams. I've had them all 5 years, so they're starting to show their age in some of the photos. But one of them is an IBM PC Pro. That was $100. And the other one was a Creative something or other. Hold on. All right. All photos in this book were taken with one or two cameras. Creative Video Blaster Webcam Plus and an IBM PC Webcam Pro. I don't remember the names because I've moved so many times, so the names of them are kind of wiped off the camera. But I also use Chillcam. And I'm one of the few girls that eventually uses it. Everybody else is using something else. I have Windows XP and Windows 98. I have two computers. One computer has a camera in two different rooms, so you get two different views. But I don't know what else you would want to know.
Let's see. I've used almost, it seems like, every webcam there is. I know we started out with US Robotics. We had that for a really long time. Daddy eventually wanted to take it apart and put it in this bag, so that we could put it into the fish tank and people could look at the fish and drive it around, but that never happened. We've had a lot of 3Coms. I have the Orbital Logitech. I don't really use the tracking feature much because I don't really move that much, but it's kind of a cool thing to have. We've used several video cameras, like Sony video cameras, as a webcam, and then as, you know, taking video and stuff for the site. We've had up to 7 cams going in the house at one time, and that was like a conglomeration of all those ones I just mentioned. And then we had gotten, I forget the name of it, but it would allow you to broadcast, wireless broadcasting, to the video thing. I use Webcam 32. I've used it the entire time I've been online. I went through things, you know, I went through looking them, like Allocam and Chillcam and things like that, but Webcam 32 just seems to be the easiest and most reliable most of the time. So I use that, and we had streaming video for a while, which was really cool. Ultracam, is that the name of the people who? Ultravid, right? I got really familiar with the Ultravid guy, and like I do with everything, talked him into letting me have it for free for a while, which was really cool. As long as I advertised for them, that, you know, they let us use it for quite a while. That was a big hit, and I think that's it.
I have been using the same cams basically for the entire run that my site's going. I use a 3Com Home Connect. When they stopped making those, I bought two more. Before they were gone. So should the one I'm using now go, I've got two backups. And I run Windows XP, and I use Webcam 32 to FTP the pics up to the site. I have not tried the streaming video, but I'm looking at maybe going that way. And I'm currently putting a wireless network into the house because I bought a house about a year ago, and before, my cam was always live, always on, because it was in my bedroom. I was sharing a house with 4 other people, so that's where I was all the time. But now that I have my own place, the computer is in the computer room, and that's all you get is just when I'm there. So I'm working on putting in a wireless network, and I have a laptop now so that I can move the cam around to the different places that I'm in and actually put the whole property under the wireless network so that I can take it in the backyard when I'm back there and things like that. And that's still a work in process.
It also occurred to me that we used the X10 cams for a while. They're really bad quality, but...
you click those pop-ups?
Yeah, probably. Well, we were looking for the remote, you know, that
the remote ones.
Yeah, the remotes. And by the way, if anybody knows where I can find some good remotes, I'd, you know, email me. I also have been wanting to find some way so that we could take some, could do it in the dark, because we had night shot on one of our video cams, but we didn't want to use that one for the bedroom. So we've been trying to find, you know, the light equipment and stuff so that we can actually use regular webcams to take pictures when it's completely dark. So.
All right. I wanted to ask you, okay.
You distracted him.
Yes. Let's see, where was I? I wanted to ask you, what do you think that the future of webcam is? Do you think it's growing or kind of stable where it is? Or there was a feeling at one point that it was kind of dying out. And so I just wondered where you felt that it was going. Is there a resurgence in interest?
I think webcam sites are dying. But just about everybody on the planet has a webcam that I know of, and a lot of people use it for like Yahoo and, you know, eyeball chat and things like that. I know that they've become really useful for a lot of the night flirt phone sex girls that I am in contact with, because they can expand their business to not just phone, they can do it for the you know, their callers as well. So I think that that's going to continue to grow. But I mean, personal webcam sites have been dying for a while. It seems like it's swung back from, you know, free cams to member paid sites, and you have to be really good at traffic and all of that to really come up with a site that's going to pay you well, do a lot of shows. It's a lot of work to do a member site, and I think it's going to go back to, you know, amateur free cams. My take on it.
Pretty much what she's saying. I think it's just like any other phenomenon, that at first it's like, holy shit, look at that. But then once everybody else is like, I could do that, then you have a whole bunch of people trying to do the same thing, and eventually it dwindles down to laziness, and nobody wants to have a site, and they just want to talk to you on Yahoo chat and maybe stroke the Johnson. So so it's pretty much pared down to that, and everybody and their mother has a camera now on their phone, on their camera, anywhere you go. So it's no longer a great big phenomenon, but yet people are still going to look, because, heck, man, who doesn't want to see maybe a slip of tits and ass?
Votes for tits and ass.
I think the webcam girl, as it's been the past couple of years, is kind of a dying breed. And I'm talking about the girl who does her own HTML, who hosts her own site, who does it out of a labor of love that you can come and interact with. Those girls are going away. They're all being replaced with the member site, who has an IT team mm-hmm. to set up their house, and it's so much per minute. And I think that as a phenomenon, the webcam girls are kind of going away. That kind of saddens me. Because I really think that it was really cool to go and actually make a personal connection with the girls. At the height a few years ago when I was starting out in this, I knew 15, 20, 30 girls, and we would all get together in the same forums, and we'd talk about the different people that came to our site, and now it's so commercialized. I think it's going to be harder and harder to find the girl with the cam next door who's doing it as out of a labor of love.
It's even starting to wear on me. I mean, I've been doing it for eight, nine years, and I took like a little break where it was like a couple of months where I didn't really turn the cam on very much. And in moving from Girl 2 to Kimiko Dreams, I haven't really had the cam on faithfully. But I mean, I've been having moments where I'm like, do I even want to bother? Do I care? You know. But I mean, I really like having a way for people to, you know, to check in on me and stuff without actually, it's the laziness factor of most people. They want to make sure I'm doing okay, but they don't necessarily want to call on the phone or send me an IM or send me email so they can just pop it up and see if I'm okay. But, you know, it's starting to look better and better to just kind of not do it, especially since I'm not making money at it anymore and none of y'all are sending me donations. So, you know, Screw you. I'm just joking.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, there's always some, I guess, idiots out there. How do you deal with the assholes, the asshole factor? Because there's always going to be somebody out there who's going to, you know, rip up your site or whatever. You have to kind of let that roll off your back. And, you know, there's some, you know, some concerns about physical safety, too. You have to be discreet about what kind of information you have on your site that could let somebody track you down or something like that. I just wondered how you deal with those kind of issues.
I love them. They're pure entertainment. I mean, if you want to be an asshole and spend the time to tell me I suck, then wow, I must be pretty awesome if you're actually going to spend the time to tell me that I suck, or you really suck because you're wasting your life telling me I suck when you could have been doing something awesome. So, you know, send me away. Usually they try to send me pictures that are pretty crude, and it's just like, well, I get to make fun of you now because you gave me proof of how much you suck. I don't know. I see it as pure entertainment. I have had stalkers, though, which isn't fun for anybody. Dealing with those, I usually just tell my brother about it, and he tries to find them and threaten them, or I just trace their ISP, you know, trace their IP number, contact their ISP, and I'm like, hey, who's this asshole? Because he's sending me crude remarks, and I could file police thingies, but I don't really feel like it because that's too much of a hassle for me. I'm pretty lazy. But they usually leave you alone after a while if you just stop being like, quit hassling me. And if you just let them go, don't pay attention to them, they go away.
I've been pretty lucky. I haven't had that many, you know, jerks. I haven't had any stalkers that I'm aware of. It was funny, though, for a while we had streaming audio. So if you were tuned into audio, you got to hear me and Tatsumi cussing at the monitor a lot, you know, talking back, who is this asshole? What? Why are you writing? Do you have a brain? I got a lot of marriage invitations from guys from India. That seems to be very popular. But, you know, most people are pretty nice, so I haven't really had to worry about it too bad. There have been a couple of times where, you know, I've been having a bad day, and then, you know, the crude email that says, you know, get off the site, you fat cow, you know, kind of hurts a little bit. And, you know, after a few minutes, you kind of go on with your life and do something else.
So. I've mostly had positives. I haven't really had any stalkers, which is good, but in case any of you are considering stalking me, I do have a handgun. I know how to use it. And the few times that I've come close to having somebody that's pushing that border, I'll clean the gun on cam and give them a nice close-up of the bullet so they can see what caliber and everything, just in case they had any questions at all.
This will be what you're picking out of your ass later.
Exactly. And also, all the addresses that are connected to my site are for my brother's address. And I kind of fell far from the tree. My brother's a big old redneck, and he has shotguns and about 5 junk cars in the driveway, and any Jeff Foxworthy joke you can possibly imagine applies. So should somebody want to show up at his house and ask for his sister, I'm sure he'd be very happy to talk to them about exactly what they wanted. So mostly the interactions have been positive. A few years ago, after Dragon Con, my site was featured for 3 days on somethingawful.com. And it ended up costing me, because my site's completely free, it ended up costing me about $353 in bandwidth charges. And I got death threats, bomb threats, you name it. After a while, it did kind of, the first day, it kind of rolled off, but then the bandwidth charges kept piling up, and it after 3 days it kind of got a little too much. And before this happened, the cam was live almost all the time. Now it'll go 2-3 weeks at a time between being turned on, because basically it just affected me so much that I was just like, screw this, nobody, if this is the way the world feels, then, you know, why bother? But the nice thing is, when I do turn the cam on now, I always get email from those 4 or 5 people. They're like, oh, we're so glad you're back. Here's a picture. I captured this for you. And they send it on. So it's kind of nice that, you know, for those 5 people, I'm going to keep the cam live for free, as long as I can afford to do it, for those five people. And Something Awful can kiss my lily white ass.
You go, girl.
I like their Photoshop Fridays.
Well, they are sometimes amusing.
I love them.
Just not when you're featured.
Just not when you're featured. Although I do watch G4 TV, and they were recently on there, and they looked like complete doofuses. So I was like, yeah, they're on national television. They look like asses. Wonderful.
Okay. All right. I guess at this point, we're going to open up to questions, Q&A from the audience. If you have any questions, just raise your hand.
Hi. I was just wondering how you all go about marketing yourselves online, or do you even bother with that, really? Do you just kind of put it up there and wait for people to see it, or do you have some specific plan as to, you know, get people to come and look at your sites?
Livejournal.com, primarily. My site gets pimped out a lot on LiveJournal. When I first started it, I really tried to make sure that it was listed on all the search engines and all the little webcam sites and banner exchanges and all that. And over the years, I've just kind of let that go because my site's been live for so many years that, you know, you type in mistress, it pops up. There's like 10 pages. So I haven't really marketed it in years.
I haven't really marketed it in a while. When I started, I did so much linking. You know, I jumped at chances to, like, you know, be on, you know, other people's websites. You know, I, you know, did interviews for free because, you know, I want money. I know that sounds bad. But I don't really do any marketing anymore. I specifically got a LiveJournal so that I could have it, the syndication feature, you know, go to my webcam. So, you know, any chance I could get, it's all about linking, but that takes so much time, so.
I put forth no effort, I don't care. But because doing that, I still get a shitload of hits, so I don't know what the hell people are looking for. But there was a fetish site that featured me without my permission, and I get lots of weirdos from that, and that wasn't even my marketing ploy, so. Everybody could go through that one. I don't care. But yeah, this is pretty much my only version of marketing, is sitting right here in front of you guys.
Yeah, I was going to add that. You're looking at it.
Yeah. So the independent cam girl is pretty much, like you said, it's possibly on its way out or possibly changing. Can you name some other cam girls that you know that are still independent and doing things themselves?
I recently ran across one. I tried very hard to get her to come to this panel, but you can't get her out of Sin City, and that's Jen Zex?
Asked her.
Yeah, we both tried. But Jen Zex, she's out of Las Vegas and sometimes Hawaii, and she's still doing it the old way. Now, she is a member site, mm-hmm. So she's actually making her living off the webcam, but she does her own HTML, her own pages, and she's a real girl. And really, that's, with the exception of the ladies up here, that's pretty much it that I know of.
I know Chloe Girl is still going.
Oh, yeah.
Izzy is still going.
Is Giggle Cam still around?
I think she's still around. I don't know that she's doing a lot of promoting, but Giggles is still around. Who else can I think of? Those are the ones that come to the top of my mind that are still going.
I know Anna Voog is still going, but she gets crazier as the years go by, so she's less dependable. And Punkwin, I don't remember her real name or whatever, but she does pretty cute photos. She's really skinny, has braids in her hair, and not only does she have photos of herself, but she likes lots of photos of her dog and her husband that used to have a mullet, so that's why I would check in on that one.
I know Isabella's site is still going. I don't know if she still updates stuff, but I know Isabella's site is still there.
And I think Electric is still around as well.
Okay. I was going to ask, has Cam Life opened up any new business opportunities for you, like book deals, film?
I have a book printed, It's called Portraits. It's the first in a series that I'm doing, and it's all portraits of other people I've taken with nothing but my webcams. And I have a shitload of copies here if you want to buy one. But it's small press. It's lulu.com, which is a pretty good site. 73 pages. There's 40 different models on here. 23 models, 40 different photo shoots. And you saw some of the pictures of the hot chick with the space gun? Yeah. All right, that's in here too. But that's pretty much, I turned the photos that I took of my friends when they come over with my little two tiny webcams, and I proof that webcams can be art. This is, again, the first in a series of a shitload of books I'm going to be working on just based on my webcam art.
It has opened up some different things. I did a vanity search the other day on Girl 2 and Kimiko Dreams and found that I didn't even realize, God help me, we did a project for a while called 30days.com where we were trying to, you know, raise money for our project, and we had the cams up while we did it, and apparently Slashdot just totally went off on us. They thought it was purely a marketing ploy for Girl 2, which it wasn't. We were legitimately trying to get, you know, the 30 days going. Now, it still got us tons of traffic because they spent, you know, a week talking about our site. But and I'm sure that there's been a couple other things, but I can't really think of them at the moment.
I'm currently in development with a friend of a friend of a friend who is starting a site called something. It's going to be like Make Your Own Porn. He's going to feature like girls and guys, and you can pick the ones you want and tell them what you want them to do, and then you can buy a DVD of the porn you made. So, but I'm going to be the artistic director on that one. Oh. I'm going to help with the webcams and the lighting and the situations and things like that. So I'm really kind of excited about that, and he came to me for that because I have all the experience with the webcams that I have. So that's kind of it at the moment, but I still think that's really cool.
Our house was featured on Ricky Lake once because I got Giggles to come and stop by and see us, and she brought the Ricky Lake camera crew. What had happened was, as Giggles was being a quote-unquote consultant for the show, this episode where they were going to let other couples who wanted to get into webcamming try it for a day via a webcam that they put up, and they ended up not really being able to have a decent place to shoot it. And at the time, we had a two-story house. So we said, sure, come on over, bring all the equipment. And so that was pretty cool.
Okay, more questions.
Hi. What's the strangest or creepiest things you've been sent by visitors to your sites?
I have a whole folder on my computer. One of my cameras was a present from a watcher. I've gotten portraits painted of me. On my website, if you could bring it up, there was people that wanted voice samples of me, and they've turned that into music. I'm collaborating with somebody because through my webcam of putting out an audio CD of my spoken word with his music. Some people just write music and send it to me, which is pretty cute. I like that. It makes me all happy. I got 1 year at Dragon Con, somebody was like, hi, I want to interview you. And I'm like, who the hell are you? And he's like, I email you sometimes. And I'm like, I probably delete it. So. But like, I get a whole bunch of cute gifts every once in a while. This guy in Chicago sends me just boxes of stuff, and it's like cute little skeletons because I like the skeletal system. And he sent me this weird ass thing with candles, and I'm allergic to fragrance. And I was like, holy shit, you know, put that outside on the doorstep. There's a guy in Providence, Rhode Island, who just like sends me presents. He sent me for my birthday like the director's edition of some movies I really wanted. I mean, I get pretty cool stuff as well as all the nasty photos of guys naked.
I've got a fan like this. The weirdest thing I ever got, and the creepiest thing I ever got, was I got this picture from a guy who looked a lot like Santa Claus sitting in his house, and it was a picture from back here, so it was viewing him sitting at his computer, and on the computer screen was me, and he was completely naked, and so that kind of creeped me out a little bit. So that's the weirdest thing I ever got. I've gotten a lot of really awesome gifts, though. I still have the chair that my fans got together and bought me my first year into my webcam, because I was sitting in this crappy little cafeteria chair for a long time, and they got together and bought me a really cool chair. Really awesome. So I still have that. I've gotten movies, lingerie, really awesome stuff. I got flowers from a guy once for my birthday. It was kind of a crappy birthday at the time, and he had gotten me a really beautiful bouquet of flowers. He was obviously somebody trusted enough to give my address to. I don't randomly just give it out. But not too much creepy stuff comes. You get the random, you know, pictures of body parts. But some really cool people send you really nice stuff, too. So.
The creepiest thing that was ever sent to me was actually a picture. And it was this guy they had, and it was a screenshot. And he and four other guys were on Yahoo, and they were all like, well, they were doing a circle jerk, basically, all four of them. And my picture was in my picture was in the middle. And he sent it to me and said, here, I thought you'd like this. And I was like, sure. But if you have a Dead Journal account and you have me friended, it's under a locked post for friends only on my Dead Journal if you want to check it out sometime. But one of the coolest things that actually was ever sent to me had no monetary value whatsoever, but to me it was the coolest. I am apparently very popular in France. I don't know why the French like me so much, but most of my hits come from France. And one of the gentlemen who watches me in France sent me some mints from Paris and a little stuffed bear, and he had pinned a note to it that said, the little bear that flew over the ocean. And so I held it up on cam for him. But it was actually really, really cool, because I've never been overseas, and so it was really cool to me. But it had no monetary value, but that was really one of the nicest things I've ever gotten.
I thought of another one. Actually, last year for Christmas, one of the guys that hangs in my chat room when I had it up all the time, he hangs out there. He sent me a pot holder. And he's like, here, I thought you'd really like this. I'm like, okay. I'm not sure why I'd want a pot holder, but okay. And I really was happy about it, because his mom had made it, and you know, and it was very cool. And I'm like, one day I got up the nerve and I'm like going, Death, dude, why do you think I'd like a pot holder? And he's like, well, because you're into service, and I thought maybe you could use it for when you're in service. Aww. And I'm like going, oh, okay, well, that makes a little bit more sense. So.
My site's usually up. I don't know what the hell's going on. It was up yesterday. So just keep trying.
Okay, anybody else?
Questions, anybody? Anything, I'll answer anything.
Now's your opportunity.
36B, right?
AB, it's so uneven, you've got no idea.
Okay, somebody was gonna put in a word for the next panel.
Anna Lee. From the EFF said that she is doing a sex and technology panel at 10 o'clock downstairs and in
it's
Piedmont.
In the Piedmont,
so
right.
You might want to check that out. It's sex and technology that brings all kinds of wonderful things to mind. How sex is changing technology.
If you guys didn't know, there's also a tattoo party going on, and I thought about this for a second because I didn't know whether I wanted the competition for you guys, but it would be fun if you came and partied. They're giving away $2,000 worth of body piercings and tattoos, so you might want to go.
Buy my book.
Keep coming to my site. I'm going to have a book. Vampire Dude. Fiction.
Hot chicks.
Oh absolutely. Absolutely. She asked if we would take pictures, and I'll take pictures.
Yeah, you can come talk to us.
For free.
For free.
No charge. Unless you'd like to give me something, and then of course I'll take it.
I'll take your money if you buy my book. Oh, I got free shit too.
Don't.
I'll sign it. Yeah, it's $30, and I got free stuff.
Free stuff is cool.
Yeah.
No other questions? Anybody? Comment.
I gotta hear this.
No, does it feature me?
About how they're all psycho?
No. This was about this has happened twice to me. I'm a web designer, and I don't have a webcam or anything. But I'm a web designer, and I went to the city of Atlanta to get my business license. When you get a business license, they look at your business and they want to know if it's an appropriate use. And twice, because I moved it to two different addresses, I said, I'm a web designer, my company's Metro Girl. They immediately asked me, like, hold on a minute, and they had to get like the senior person who's in charge of business permits and asked me if I had cameras or webcams or any pornographic materials on site, and I'm like, no, and I said, it says web designer, and they're like, oh, are you one of those girls with the webcams? And I'm like, no, and they're like, well, you know, you could be, and you could be lying to us. And I'm like, well, you can't regulate that, can you? And they're like, oh, well, okay. And so basically they made me sign a thing at the bottom of my business license that says that I would, quote, not have any pornographic materials on the site of my business, although at the time I was running it out of my bedroom, so it was pretty funny.
Because of my site design, I've gotten jobs. So there you go on that one.
Scott, we have a question all the way in the back. And another question right there.
Go back first.
We don't bite. Well,
we can.
Have you ever had a picture get out that you totally like just regretted afterwards that appeared on your site?
I didn't hear the question.
What was the question again?
Have you ever had a picture get out on your site that you just totally regretted later?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah,
you have no idea.
That fetish site I was telling you about, they stole pictures. I suck my thumb. All right, I'm 26 years old, and I admit it, but they took, people would sit there and just watch and wait until I sucked my thumb, and then they would steal the image, and they put it on a thumb-sucking fetish site. And so I get weirdos from Argentina and all around the world, and they're like, hey, you suck your thumb, huh? And I'm like, yeah, you got a problem with it? And they're like, will you do it on cam right now? And I'm like, fuck no, since you asked.
Since a lot of my cam is just a 24/7 cam, I can't tell you how many pictures there are of me picking my nose and stupid shit like that. When I first started getting the cam going, a couple of years into it, I got very brave. See, my cam is all about spontaneity, and if I'm in a really good mood, I'll do just about anything. And I ended up masturbating on cam, and now it was my hand down my pants, but I was still masturbating, and I still very much regret those.
Whenever my site was featured on something awful, they poured through all the little tiny stuff that you have on a site that you forget about, and they found a page that I did about 5 years ago called Silly Shots, and it was just all this really awful-looking webcam stuff that I'd completely forgotten were there. I put it up for a joke, and they put it all on their pages. So, but it wasn't really, you know, too bad. At least that was on their bandwidth. but yeah, I kind of regretted having those pictures available, even though, you know, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek at the time we put them up.
Don't you think that's one of the problems with some review sites and general of movies and stuff like that? It's not gotten about whether the movie's good or not, or bad, or a site, or a book. It's just whether you can make a snarky article about it. And I mean, a lot of things like Rotten Tomatoes and I think it's some of the other sites, TV Hell or whatever it is. You read the reviews and it's someone going, I could be really clever about a mediocre or an okay show and say how awful it is. I'm going like, you know, if you're watching something five times to watch them find a mistake in it, I don't get it. And don't you think it's a problem in general of just I don't want to say of websites, but certainly review sites. Another thing of like, I don't care if it's good or bad, but I want to be snarky and cool. Could you comment on that, please?
Well, for me, I was raised in the country, and I was always told if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. On the other hand, you know, I completely support people's right to free speech. God love you. I don't have to like what you say, but you know, I'm so glad you have the right to say it. So I wouldn't want to say that those sites don't have a place. I can say that my personal experience with those types of sites has greatly colored my perception of them. However, I do think that they have a place, and some of them are quite funny. I go to FARC and places like that, and sometimes Rotten Tomatoes, Consumption Junction. A friend of mine was on Consumption Junction a couple of days ago. So I go to those sites as well. But it's just like anything. I think that some people don't want to go out and do their own, so they have to make fun of something somebody else has done. But, you know, it's a free country, and I'm very glad they have the right to do that.
I've gotten snarky comments, and when I was younger, it bothered me a lot. But as I got older and became more and more of a hermit, the less I gave a shit. But I actually like some of the places that make snarky comments, because you could tell, like, if you go to a forum and it says, like, super forum power with 2,000 comments, you know that fucker's got no life and he still lives in his mother's basement. So why should his opinion of you make any effect on your life? I just kind of brush it off after a while.
I feel the same way that Mistress feels, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to start wrapping up here. So I need to, you know, I want to invite you to the next panel downstairs, How Sex is Changing Technology in the Piedmont Room. I need to wrap up early so I can get mentally prepared for this. I have just enough time for a cold shower, so.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for coming out.